Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 523.5, down 5.5. Soft May, 501.25, down 1. May corn, 371.5, up 1. July, 378.75, up 3 quarters. December, 397.5, up 1.5. May soybeans, 956.25, up 7.5. July, 959.75, up 7. November, 944.5, up 5.25. May soybean meal, 312.80, up $4. May soybean oil, 31.12, up 8. April live cattle unchanged at 158.82.5. And April lean hogs are 63.17.5. And they are up 7.5.
You could be the talk of the elevator with your own personal cell phone answering message from Dave Dickey.
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Leave your message after the beep for George.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to 5 winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
And we'll announce the first winner, Les Schulte, alongside next hour during the mid-morning market report.
Cool. And, I think if you would like to have Dave's voice on your voicemail message.
And who wouldn't?
And who would not? Who would not? Call right now at 217-244-9455 or go online to willpledge.org. And make your contribution to WILL. Make that pledge of support. If you depend on this service for your business, if you use information that you got from this service, either listening on the radio or maybe listening to a podcast during the evenings, maybe you come in, you listen to the podcast during the evenings, maybe you've gone to one of our Outlook meetings that we've held, maybe you receive the newsletter each week that we put together for you. If you use this information at all, invest back into this service. And that's what we're asking you to do right now at 217-244-9455 or online at willpledge.org, or you can go to willag.org also.
And it really is a partnership, and we depend on our agricultural listeners to help support the service so that we can then give back to them. And speaking of partners, we have some other partners to thank.
We do. We have a great group of business friends, our loyal ag business friends who have gone together to create the Spring Ag Fund Challenge. If we hear from at least 100 pledges this week that mention WILL Ag, they will add $2,250 to our pledge total.
Wait. Run that number by me one more time.
That's thousands there, Dave. $2,250. That's additional money.
Oh, that's great.
On top of our pledge total. And so we want to thank the folks at Bates Commodities and AgriGold Seeds and Stuart Peterson, the Champaign County branch. These are names that you hear on this station a lot, giving you information that you can use. And they're investing extra dollars into this spring challenge right now to encourage you to do your part. Maybe invest $120 a year or $250 a year. Is it worth it to your business to invest that money? It's like making all kinds of investments that we all make into our daily lives, especially our businesses, that we need to make to be able to secure those profits that we need at the end of the day. So if you find yourself using this information, make that investment. And when you do, and we hit that 100 mark, we can add that extra $2,250 to our pledge total. And we want to thank the Andersons in Champaign. They're involved in it. And also Global Commodity Analytics and
thank
Consulting.
You.
Thank you all. And thank you when you call 217-244-9455. Or go online to willpledge.org and make your pledge of support. Also, remember, mention ag.
Yeah, mention agriculture.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
And joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Leonard.
Sunshine is dominating a big part of the Midwest this morning, except for areas right at the Ohio River, where there is still some light rain falling. Temperatures across the region are still rather warm, with 40s and 50s common across the region with relatively light wind. As we go through the day today, we'll likely see a continuation of the same kind of weather that had dominated the region yesterday still continuing. And that means that we're going to see some periodic showers occurring across portions of the Midwest, and will likely encounter some temperatures that are going to be mostly in a seasonable range as we go through this period as well. The precipitation prospects today will likely be somewhat on the low side, but with that said, there will be a handful of showers that will occur in some of these southernmost areas from Missouri into parts of Kentucky, maybe southernmost Ohio. And as we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we'll see a little bit more precipitation in the lower parts of the Midwest as the precipitation in Kentucky lifts northward. Most of the precipitation that occurs tomorrow will be still erratic and light until we get to Thursday morning, and we might see some local totals getting upwards to 4 or 5 tenths of an inch. These next couple of days will actually be very good days for field work to occur across those areas that are not exceptionally wet, and we'll expect to see some progress made. The next more organized precipitation event besides that one that occurs Wednesday night into Thursday in the eastern Midwest will come along as we go from Thursday night into Friday in the western Corn Belt. At that time, we'll see more significant rain occurring across Iowa, Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska, and the precipitation will work its way east and northward as we go through the day Friday and finally ending on Saturday. Widespread precipitation will occur during that period of time. Some of it may be locally heavy, and there will be a more definite halting in field work during that period of time. Precipitation that comes after that is expected to be more limited and more erratic, allowing for the region to start to dry down again, and field work will be relatively quick to resume in some locations that don't get the heavier amounts of moisture. The temperature prospects across the region are still relatively good for the next week. We'll see a lot of seasonable temperatures with highs in the 60s and some lower 70s occurring periodically. Might be a little bit cooler in some of the northernmost areas on an infrequent basis, but especially towards the first part of next week when some 50 and 60 degree readings will occur across at least the northern half of the Midwest, and 60s occurring still in the south. Low temperatures most nights over these next several nights will be running mostly upper 30s and 40s in the north, and we'll look for temperatures in the south to run mostly 40s and 50s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us, hello, Pete. Well, we seem to have lost Pete, so we'll go back and talk to Les Schulte. Good morning, Les. Well, I know you're there because you are right there.
You can see me. Yes, I'm right here, right across the table. And, you know, while you work that out there with Pete, I'm going to ask our listeners, especially those that use these agricultural services, whether it be the cash grain analysis you hear on this station or the weather forecast, and not just a weather forecast. I was thinking about that while Drew was on, Dave, that a lot of people, you know, they tune to us not because of just the weather forecast, but again, it's because of the weather analysis that gives you that a more in-depth approach to this information, and that gives you the information that you can use. And whether it might be our Ag e-newsletter, if you find yourself using one or more of these services throughout the week, then call this number, 217-244-9455, or willpledge.org. Make a $120 a year contribution or more. You decide what fits into your budget, and then make that call. You can put that on your credit card, your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Let's see if we have Pete here now. Hello, Pete.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you. A little bit of a turnaround Tuesday, Pete.
Yeah, it is. Corn's up a penny, paying a quarter. Corn's only had a 1.5 to 2 cent range, so I don't know if you can call that much of a turnaround. Beans are up 6 to 8 and have been up a couple more, 8 to 9, 8 to 9.5. So it's quite a day.
What will the trade make of the ideas that Tennessee's corn planting is behind?
Well, I think they, you know, that's why corn is up a little, and I think beans are up a little because if we the corn planting thing is kind of scary because it's as of Sunday, and we have reports as of Sunday of parts of Illinois half done, parts 30% done, parts 20% done. And I talked to our clearing firm. They were talking about a whole bunch done in Iowa on the eastern half. So I don't know when those reports were officially as of what date.
I see. Anything else real quick before we let you go this morning?
Beans up 6 to 7. If you haven't sold enough, additional chances to do more. Some places, I've got guys waiting for rain where they're too dry. Of course, I've got guys soppy messes that won't be in for a week or two.
All right, Pete, thank you very much.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.